KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
Happy trails to you.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again for another edition of Happy Trails as we keep our eyes on the prize, a regional trail system all throughout Humboldt County. Today, our eyes are on Manila. And Emily and I are talking with Brian Simon from Caltrans. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning, indeed. All righty. So there are happenings in Manila. Stuff has already happened. There's more on the planning table. Emily, why don't you let us know what's going on?
Yeah, well, there's a great opportunity that Caltrans and the county have been working together to look at what some non-motorized improvements could look like in Manila to really have increased mobility throughout the community, because Highway 255 sort of bisects, you know, the community of Manila. You have the ocean side and the bay side, and there's some neighborhoods where the only way to get from one place to the other is to be on Highway 255. So there's been an interest in the community and at Caltrans and the county to really look at how can we make walking and biking more of a safe option. And there's been a lot of interest in Manila to also be slowing down speeds. And so Caltrans has already been implementing some parts of projects to really head in that direction. But there's a great opportunity coming up with the active transportation program that we've talked about on Happy Trails a bit, and that's kind of the main funding source in the state for biking, walking, trail projects. So there's a lot kind of coming up in Manila. We have a workshop this week that we'll talk about. But we have a couple folks from Caltrans. We have Brian Simon and Kevin Tucker and Jesse Schofield. And so it would be great to hear. There's been a lot of history of work in Manila and interest in Manila in improving the transportation system. So, give us an update on what has happened so far.
Sure, Emily. Thank you. This is Brian speaking here. It's interesting that you mentioned the long-standing interest in improving mobility and safety through that portion of the state highway system. The community of Manila has been involved with the department on exploring different ways of increasing that mobility and safety, for that matter, since the 1970s. It all started back then when the Samoa bridges were constructed and there was an increase in traffic volumes through that corridor. And I think when the safety corridor on 101 was implemented in 2002, there was another spike in the traffic volumes, and the community is concerned with those volumes increasing, the speeds also increasing through the portion of their town. As Emily mentioned, the community is bisected by the route, and that bisection of the community has severed some of the neighborhoods, and the only way for those neighborhoods to get connected is by crossing over the freeway. That's kind of a little bit of the background on this. In 2012, Caltrans completed an engineering feasibility study that explored some possibilities out there that would help address these concerns of the community. There was also some work done in the early 2000s with the county and Caltrans to prepare some kind of preliminary ideas that could be implemented along the route. After the 2012 engineered feasibility study was implemented, there was a project that went through the entirety of the route that overlaid the highway. Traffic Safety Office in District 1 here in Eureka completed a traffic safety audit and was able to implement some improvements along the route going through the Manila area. Those included radar feedback signs, enhanced wet night visibility markings along the traveled way, optical speed bars were installed, and some sign upgrades were also implemented with that And moving forward, there's this new program, the Active Transportation Program, which started last year. The first cycle was last year. The second cycle started a couple weeks ago. These types of improvements are focused on active transportation, obviously by the name, but they also address safety concerns. And some of the things that we're considering here in Manila are these types of improvements. We're looking at the separated path, which was mentioned earlier, and the colorized shoulders. And we're also looking at some street lighting options that will increase the visibility at some of the intersections and allow for safer crossing across the freeway.
Let's talk a little bit more about the proposed or possibility of a separate bike path, a separate Class 1 trail. How far along on that highway would that be if it is implemented?
Right. At this stage, we're looking at within the community and trying to increase their connectivity. We're looking at the segment of the highway that passes from Dean Pacific north through the Lupin intersection and up to Carlson. So it's about maybe about a half mile length, I think.
Okay, and the rest of it's the possibility of a larger colorized shoulder, much like is along 101 through the safety corridor.
Yes, similar to that. It would extend beyond that half-mile length I just mentioned. We're looking at a couple of alternatives, one that would be more centralized within the community and one that would extend along what we call Segment 2, which essentially runs from the T intersection at the end of the Samoa Bridges up to Mad River Bridge, SLU.
That would be good because cycling or walking along that road can be a bit treacherous. The speeds are pretty fast, and the shoulders can be narrow in places.
I agree. I think some of the shoulders in that segment are less than standard, so it is something that we would like to address with this ATP project.
And to me, what's also exciting is that this would be, could be sort of a first step in working on a improved trail or other bicycle pedestrian improvements from Manila to Arcata, because we've heard a lot from people that we also really want to be able to bike into Arcata safely, and parts of 255 through the bottoms are too narrow, and so this is looking at what is kind of the most feasible sort of section to really prioritize mobility within Manila. Because there has been a lot of planning studies that have looked at the potential for a section of the Humboldt Bay Trail that goes down the Samoa Peninsula. So there's a real opportunity here. And then with the colorized shoulders, a big part of that was to be able to have a clear area where, hey, this is the shoulder, this is the area for walking and biking. But it also has a lot of more of a traffic calming effect in helping drivers, their eyes get narrowed on the driving lane. So it seems like there's multiple opportunities with the alternatives being proposed this week.
Absolutely. And now tomorrow, of course, at the Manila Community Center, there is going to be a workshop, a meeting. Let's talk a little bit about that.
So tomorrow's meeting will be in the community of Manila at their Resource Center. It starts at 5:00. There'll be a presentation at 5:30, and we're planning on staying till 7, but we can stay as long as there's public interest in having dialogue about improving the safety and mobility through Manila. I think it's open to the public. We're taking public's input. We have a questionnaire prepared. There's going to be multiple opportunities for the public to participate in this questionnaire. We're going to have a link on our website that will provide information for those that aren't able to attend the meeting tomorrow night. There's also going to be an online survey, and the community can submit their questionnaire responses either at the Community Service District Board office in Manila, or they can drop them off here at our District 1 Eureka office, or the county's Public Works office, or they can mail them as well. So there's multiple opportunities for the community to get
you know, another key with the survey that Brian mentioned, it'll be really important to understand, how many people are currently walking and biking in Manila? What are their current destinations? To really make sure that the proposed project, really would meet, needs for, are people wanting to get between neighborhoods? Are they trying to get to the Manila Community Center and the Redwood Coast Montessori School that's located at the community center? They're trying to get to the dunes and the beach. So a lot of community input would be really helpful to really understand those destinations and to really then for a potential application to this bicycle and pedestrian funding source to really see what potential there is for increasing walking and biking in Manila. And I think there's a lot of opportunity there.
How many people do you expect to be at this public meeting?
That's a good question. I think in the past we've had up to 40 to 50 people in participating in these types of meetings.
Terrific. And, of course, this affects people living in Manila, being able to get between their neighborhoods. It also affects people who go through Manila, either biking or walking. And so, really, it's input from people who live in Manila or go along that road certainly is welcome.
That's correct. It is a route that does serve both those purposes, and input from both those categories of the public are essential in our ATP application.
And one of the things that may seem less obvious, but been a huge success so far is the collaboration between Caltrans and the county on this project. There hasn't been that type of, or there maybe just hasn't been that type of opportunity to really work together to kind of formulate a project together that really would have benefits both on the state highway system and on through an unincorporated community. So that's one thing I'm really excited. I've been very excited about with this project, and it seems like this really could be an example for kind of how to have more collaboration like that in other communities throughout the county and throughout Caltrans District 1. I think also why community input is so helpful is that this isn't a done deal that the project will happen, but there's a huge opportunity for it. So that's why hearing from people and getting feedback will be so important.
Absolutely. And when is this ATP due to be submitted?
At the end of May is what the end of the cycle two.
So pretty soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this was the funding source that kind of across Humboldt County as a whole, we were really successful last cycle, and that helped fund the Arcata to Braycut section of the Humboldt Bay Trail and the Eureka Waterfront Trail and several Safe Routes to School projects.
Oh, that was good. Let's hope we can be as successful this go round.
Yeah, and one other, we've really been focusing on the great project on Highway 255, but another aspect of the meeting is that we'll be kind of seeking input on potential improvements on county roadways to get to the Redwood Coast Montessori School and Manila Community Center, because that is certainly a hub of activity, and especially for youth and also for all ages, on the off of Peninsula Drive. And so the school community has been really involved in giving feedback on this project, and we're also kind of hoping for more input at this workshop. So again, the workshop is tomorrow night from 5 to 7 at the Manila Community Center.
Fantastic. Well, hopefully we'll get a good participation. Any other things we need to touch on, Emily?
No, this was the largest thing going on this week.
Okay.
For sure. And then and next week we're going to be speaking with Matt Harvey from the California Highway Patrol and a couple other folks about the launch of volunteer crossing guard program at Lafayette Elementary. So that's been several years in the works. So that's what's coming up next. And it's going to get pretty busy here with Bike Month coming up in May and the fundraiser for the Humboldt Bay Trail coming up at the end of the month. So there'll be
Jamie John.
A lot to talk about.
That's right. That's going to be a lot of fun. All righty. Hey, Brian, thank you so much for talking with us today. Appreciate that.
My pleasure.
And Emily, as always, thanks for pulling it all together.
Yeah, thank you, Cliff.
Sure. This conversation on Happy Trails, you will find podcast shortly at iTunes and at khum.com. Just look for Happy Trails.
Happy Trails to you.